Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former U.S. Senate candidate from Nevada, John Chachas, will be here. He's the managing partner for Methuselah Advisors. They're a major financial advice company. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Connie McMullen, Dory Guy, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program John Chachas. He is the founder of Methuselah Advisors. John advises major national and global media companies on investments and purchases at the highest level and was in the Republican U.S. Senate primary 2 years ago. First of all, John, you're coming to us from Las Vegas, but you're based in New York. Please update us on what you saw from Hurricane Sandy as you were leaving. We're taping this right after the hurricane.
Oh, it's been a devastating blow to the East. I think that it will take a very long time to put things right. The city of New York is basically at a standstill with subways not functioning. Thankfully, there was, comparatively speaking, loss of life was less than might have been for a hurricane of this size. But I think you're going to see a very long recovery process, not dissimilar and maybe even longer than the recovery process that ensued after the 9/11 attack. So it's going to be a long, long haul back. I know Mayor Bloomberg is trying to make sure that the New York Marathon runs, and it's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Was Wall Street as prepared as it should have been for this?
Well, there's probably arguments that every business that exists at some geography on a seaboard in America probably could do more given the extreme weather conditions that have happened in the last handful of years. I don't know in the aftermath. I'm sure the New York Stock Exchange and the functioning infrastructure for Wall Street will rethink yet again the redundancy systems they have. But the fact is that to be down for 2 days is a terrible thing given the magnitude to magnitude of the event, I think to get back up and running and have the markets open again was a pretty courageous performance overall. So there's probably more work to be done to be ready for these kinds of things. I'm not quite sure what that would be, but I think there'll be a lot of people studying it.
We're taping this on November 1st and playing it back today. You've been fundraising for Governor Romney in the state of Nevada, in part circumventing the state party. How difficult was it in terms of getting people in places like New York and D.C. to invest in Nevada for Governor Romney?
Oh, I think that Governor Romney has had a very warm embrace by business people really across the country. And the performance of the fundraising effort, I think, speaks volumes to the fact that you have businessmen and women, small businesses and large companies all across the country that want to change. And I think we're prepared to open their pocketbook and invest substantially to do that. So I wasn't difficult at all. Frankly, phone calls I made to people in all businesses in different states were very supportive of a change in Washington. They wanted it.
Did it surprise you that not only Nevada, but Washoe County in particular has been at the center of this election?
Well, you know, from the election process has become so micro-targeted, Sam. Back to the Senate campaign that I ran, I found it remarkable what degree of granular focus comes to this. Even in places like Maine, for example, you probably saw toward the end of the election there was substantial money being spent in one particular precinct in Maine because of the partitioning of votes. In Nevada, I think that folks on the professional side of these campaigns knew that Washoe County was a stronghold and inclined to be one of the keys. Turnout among independents in particular was going to determine where Nevada fell. And so Washoe was absolutely the right place to focus those energies.
All right. So let me ask you the $64,000 question. Do you have future political aspirations from Nevada?
I promised my wife that the discussion of future political aspirations would only happen around the kitchen table first and then afterwards elsewhere. I think at some point in my life it's probably clear I have a real interest in policy and a real interest in the dysfunction in Washington and trying to do something about it. I'm not quite sure where that will take me. I spent a lot of time talking to people in Nevada about Nevada policy. Governor Sandoval is probably sick of getting my emails and text messages and phone calls. I talked to him a fair bit from time to time about creating growth here. So I'm very, very interested in Nevada. It's where my roots are. Where I will end up from a political perspective, time will tell.
You still have a home in Ely, and you vote in Nevada.
I do, and I was there. Yes. Yep.
Okay. So let me ask you this: Do you and your family have any plans to move back to Nevada?
You know, I don't have an urgent. Political agenda. So I have young children that are still kind of heading off to college and high school, and so I don't have a plan to be there anytime real soon, no.
All right, let's. You brought something up there. You said you've been talking to Governor Sandoval about creating growth in Nevada. In what areas?
Well, I think you look at the unemployment rate in this state at 12%, and that's the reported unemployment rate. If you really calibrated that number for people who are no longer seeking work, you probably have unemployment in the mid-teens, if not higher. And there is no way to really drag that number markedly lower until you bring some additional industry into the state. There's got to be, and I think the Apple announcement, for example, in Washoe was an interesting one. You're going to see more and more effort, and I think the governor is right on top of this, to induce new corporations to spend more and more capital in the state. We have to get away from a state that's entirely dominated by the leisure industry. As important as it is, and it's the centerpiece of the Nevada economy, you're going to have to see something more than that. I think the other thing that hopefully over time will happen is a shrinking of the state and federal sort of employment base here and a substitution for private sector industry. That's what's really got to happen. We've lost 100,000 construction jobs in Nevada in the last 3 years with a downturn in real estate. Can't replace that. It's very, very difficult to replace that kind of income. So the governor's very focused on how to induce businesses to come and deploy capital here.
All right, let's take a break. More with John Chachas when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Chachas. Okay, so going into the break there, you were talking about bringing in different businesses and talking about the construction economy. And I've been thinking, you know, since the hurricane hit, and obviously there is, with the tragedy that occurred, there is going to be great opportunity for construction companies across the East Coast to put together, you know, probably around, what, $45 billion worth of reconstruction that needs to be done. We have 100,000 additional people in construction in Nevada that don't have work. How could we put together some kind of program to get people who are out of work in Nevada to the East Coast and working on these projects?
I have no idea how you actually can deploy that kind of force. I mean, it's a little bit like what was done during the Marshall Plan in Europe or the rebuilding following the war. I mean, it really is going to be a gargantuan effort. There's a lot of unemployed construction people in the Garden State in New Jersey, in Delaware, in Virginia, in New York. I mean, you know, I don't want to be too negative, but we still have 25 million people unemployed in this country, and there's an awful lot of slack construction workers in the East. I think the concept of redeploying people from 2,000 miles away to help rebuild the New Jersey shore doesn't sound to me like it's going to happen. I think what you will see is a great deal of effort and focus in the Eastern Seaboard, and pretty quickly. I mean, they've got to get this sort of back in order. But I think Nevada is going to have to do something else. Nevada is going to have to get away from the boom and bust of high rises and housing that grew and grew and grew with no other industrial underpinnings. You can't have a single industry driving the engine the way leisure drives Clark County and drives Washoe County. If you look right next door in Utah, where Governor Hebert is running a state that has budget balance and 6% or 6.25% unemployment, it is a much more employee-friendly environment than what Nevada currently has. And I think there's going to have to be substantial structural change in the way Nevada government functions to induce people to come across to the Nevada side of that border. I know Governor Sandoval and people that are around him are working hard on that.
But you would have to admit, I'm sure, and I know that the firm that you were with at the time was not involved in these kind of loans, but the banking industry has to take quite a bit of responsibility for what happened in Nevada in terms of the housing. We certainly did see a construction boom, but money was cheap and it was available.
Well, and it's not just banks. I mean, it's commercial banks, the capital markets, but most importantly, government. The federal government created standards for people to borrow money to buy homes that had no underpinnings. It made no sense. And over many, many years, this isn't one administration or two, it's many administrations, we've had a national policy about inducing home building and home construction because we had this vernacular of everybody should have a house regardless of how much money they make. And then we had money and the velocity of money contribute to people buying homes that they had no business buying. So yes, banks, there's no question credit standards were inappropriate. Loans were made that were inappropriate. Write-downs are now necessary. But at some point, you have to turn the page and decide, are we going to repeat that? What's interesting is, to me, there's been very little really done to alter the discussion of what Fannie and Freddie and those kinds of programs really do, which they continue to promote that kind of excess.
Shouldn't they be writing down principle, which they're not at this point in time?
Well, it's very difficult. I mean, you know, ask yourself the question, if you lent money to someone down the street, at what point do you just decide, I don't want it back? And who handles that loss? I think in some regard, the foreclosure process, as painful and as slow as it is, sort of works. The bank finally concludes that someone's not able to pay their mortgage and isn't paying their mortgage. They take back the asset. The asset is now an owned piece of real estate. It has to go into a pool of hundreds of thousands of homes that are in that condition, and it eventually gets resold at the current prevailing market price. That market price is going to trigger a great big recognition of principal loss. You're asking a different question, which is at what point should banks relieve borrowers of their principal? And I think that's a very difficult question and, you know, frankly, anathema to the way most American business works. Someone borrowed a big mortgage, but they still want, now they want the bank to say you don't have to pay it back. I think it's going to be a long time before Americans in general accept that kind of strategy.
But you're seeing, and we've got about a minute here, you're seeing Bank of America in this state writing down major amounts of principal based upon the Attorney General's settlement across the country.
Well, yes. I mean, you're seeing banks everywhere under a great deal of pressure, some from attorneys generals in different states, some from their own decisions about credit and their balance sheets, that it's better to get out from under these bad loans and bad assets than it is to sit here forever and ever fighting about it. I think there does need to be, and I think Governor Sandoval has said this, there needs to be a much more rapid solution to Nevada's housing crisis if you're going to ever really see substantial recovery here in the state. We have way too much of an overhang in terms of home prices and houses on the balance sheets of banks that are for sale. That has to be fixed. If it's fixed organically, it will eventually get there. But I think if there are things that banks can do to accelerate that, that would be a good thing. And I think some of the banks, either on their own or because they're getting quite a lot of pressure to do so, are trying to accelerate that.
And that's where we got to leave it. John Chachas, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Look forward to seeing you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on KRNV News 4. This week, Reno author, corporate attorney, and business owner Garrett Sutton will stop by to talk about how Reno leads the nation in personal debt load. Tune in to find out how to get your finances in order and even start your own business. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
The name on the back reminds you of who we are. The name on the front reminds us.
Wolfpack Women's Basketball is back. Come out and support your Wolfpack women with our family package deal. 4 season tickets for just $99. For tickets, visit NevadaWolfpack.com or call 348-PACK.
Attention victims of paralysis. If you are a victim of tetraplegia, quadriplegia, or paraplegia, you may need a lawyer to help you get the money you need to get by.
Every year, thousands of Americans are paralyzed in car or truck wrecks or rollovers. Faulty tires fail. Dangerous working conditions lead to nasty falls or other needless tragedies. Don't go it alone. Call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
Call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-255-2497.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Connie McMullen is here. She's the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Michael Hackett is principal with Allrus Consulting. And Dory Guy is the chair of the Washoe Dems. So, Connie, I wanted to start out. You've been a senior advocate for many, many years. How well did Northern Nevada do by their seniors?
I don't think they did. They did terrible by their seniors. I can't really blame the voter.
For folks down south, explain exactly what the measure was.
We had a measure, WC2, which was for public safety, seniors, infrastructure, and public safety.
And it wasn't very much money.
Police. Yes, it was a 1% increase in the government service tax. As Clark County knows, 4 years ago the legislature gave us permission to raise the government service tax. Clark County raised there immediately, and Washoe County only chose to raise theirs by 4%, which is a tax on the depreciation value of motor vehicles. So we have that 1% in Washoe County, and we have a shortage, as Clark County has as well, in senior services, a huge shortage with the baby boomers coming on, and we just can't make ends meet because of the property tax. Up here in Washoe County, we have a 1% ad valorem tax that went into effect in 87, I believe, and it has lost so much of its income and its revenue that we can't keep services. They're slowly being cut down. Right now we're about to take out to a third party the Senior Law Project, and for a while they even consider doing away with the adult daycare program, which is a medical model and takes Medicaid and veterans and some of the lowest income people that helps families. So we're at that point, and we were asked for a raise in the ad valorem tax to maybe 2 cents, and the county commission and the two city councils didn't think we could get the ad valorem through the legislature, so they opted to look at the government services tax. And what happened was the voter just said no in such a time, and they wrote it in such a complex way that the voter didn't really understand how the money would go into a certain revenue stream. So I can't really fault the voter. It was the way the question was written, and it was written by somebody in the county who, I guess, they felt that if they were going to give the money to one population, that they had to look at the sheriff's department, which is down, what, 20 some or more deputies, and then there's the infrastructure. So it was a very difficult question for the voter. If they would have just gave for the seniors, it probably would have passed.
Exactly. My concern was, is when I saw that they not only had the public safety in it, but they also had the other, I can't remember the third.
The infrastructure.
The infrastructure. Yeah. Right. And it should have been a separate item for the seniors rather than having all three of those together. Very poorly written. It was very hard to understand if you read it in your sample ballot.
It doesn't change anything, though. It doesn't, despite the election, it does not change anything because the need is still there.
Absolutely. Right.
And the question was advisory only, and as I heard this issue covered in the media, I think what you both have spoken to in terms of how this was presented was very inaccurate, because I kept hearing there are no guarantees that the money is going to go to whatever the purposes are that are stated in this ballot question.
Well, there would have been advocates down there. Right. People from the Senior Advisory Board for the county and the city. We would have both been down there jointly to advocate, and the Senior Coalition and the Nevada Senior Advocates. We all would have been down there, but we did not. We were not able to convince the voters.
Well, you know, one of the problems here is that, you know, as Connie points out, with more and more of the baby boomers retiring, with the financial situation, which is where people don't have the savings that they thought they were going to have, they don't have the 401ks, and even if they do, the returns are so minimal that Social Security and these kind of services are becoming so important Where are we heading with our senior population? Are we all going to be living in poverty once we hit 65?
I think that's an incredible question. And frankly, I don't have an answer for that. And I think with all of the other investment options that you've identified where seniors typically or people put their money for their retirement, when you look at what they've lost in their primary investment, which is their homes, that just makes the situation even worse. And frankly, you know, this is not just a local issue, like you're saying. This is a statewide issue, and I'm not sure where we're headed on that.
Not only that, a lot of seniors not only lost the equity in their home, but they also lost their equity in the stock market.
That's right.
And my husband and I are both on Social Security now. With what the two of us make, there is no way that we could continue to survive on what we've got. We're lucky because we had some money put away in another place and we weren't hit by the stock market. But by the same token, I'm really concerned about these other people that are 20 years behind me or 15 years behind me. And
isn't the reality that we're going to get to a point here in the not too distant future where retirement is just not going to be an option? You're going to be
You're saying that right now.
And Sam, I have to say this too. The 1% government service tax is still on the table. They can use that money, and if they don't use it, chances are they're going to lose it. The school district has big shortages, and they can go to the legislature and say, well, gee, Washoe County didn't use that extra 1%. We want it.
Yes, then that would...
And so it could go somewhere else, and still the voter would still have to pay an additional amount of money, regardless. It's use it or lose it.
Let's leave it here, but know that we want to talk about this more in the future, and hopefully we'll be able to get some resolution. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. The great staff at Absolute Dental will help you get the wider, brighter, and healthier smile you've been looking for with your insurance benefits for 2012. And if you don't have insurance, they can work out a special low payment plan. Now that's something to smile about. Just call Absolute Dental or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This Veterans Weekend, Friday, Moore has two flexible ways to finance interest-free. Your choice.
Any bedroom, dining room, or living room interest-free till 2016.
Or 0% interest till 2014, a discount equal to sales tax and same-day delivery.
Either plan you choose, there's no interest.
Veterans Weekend sale prices in every department, plus more kids and teens furniture.
More ways to save, more ways to make buying furniture easier.
This Veterans Weekend, Friday, at Moore Furniture for Less.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
It's no November at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. It's time to say yes to no. You'll pay no money down, no payments for 90 days, and have no holiday shopping worries. Get a $1,000 holiday gift card with every purchase, and that's no joke. Internet has the largest selection of light new vehicles in the area. Those in the know say no to new car depreciation. Why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference at Internet Auto Rent and Sales?
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up next week, Dr. Jeff Geis will be here to talk about what's going on with the school system in Clark County. Lance Gilman has just been elected to be on the Board of the County Commissioners in Story County. That's quite a story. And Michael Robeson, the Republican leader, right here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.